I might as well dedicate this next one to the men's liberation movement, of which I have just elected myself president and founder. The Lady with the Legs. In Amsterdam, the reason for using gas isn't price, it's for making better rice stouffles. And there's your ode to the west winds, and it was yesterday on the way to the track, this old redhead was sitting on a bus stop bench, showing about the best leg I'd seen in some years. The car stopped by itself, and she got in and left her dress up. I'm a leg man, I said. I'm the best leg man this side of Amsterdam. And she said, don't get fresh. And I said, don't pull your dress down or I'll let you out now. Okay, she said, get a good look. I got one. It's just a hole, it's just a hole in the body, I said. Men get too ridiculous. Well, she said, maybe I got a hole, but you've got that stupid-looking thing hanging out in front. You're right, I said, guilty. But is there anything more stupid-looking than balls? Oh, my God. Balls are stupid, she said. And I said, balls are balls. I guess they're sad, but they're balls, and that's all they can be. I guess we're all really Victorian, she said. I am, I said. That's what makes it so damn good. There's nothing as dull as a bunch of naked people sitting around trying to get hot. Oh, yeah, she said. Well, maybe not, I said. A bunch of naked people sitting around is better than a stalk of celery, maybe. Maybe, she said. And we got out at her place, an old apartment house on a hill, and I said, I better get something to drink. And she said, I got that. Just leave me a little money for steaks, nylons, a new TV set. And I said, yeah. And we went up and she poured me a few drinks. And I began playing with her legs and hips and tits, old stuff but good. And I said, hell, you're going to make me miss the first four races. And she said, I may cause you to miss the whole damn card. I may cause you to go eight. And I said, I sure hope so. And you know what that crazy old woman with the legs did? She put on this record player, and here came this sound, all drums, some wild-ass Indian or Oriental thing. And she had this big can, and she shook it, shook it. I forgot all about the horses. She had an ass damn near as big as one. And there I was sitting with my stupid balls and that thing out front. And she shook the rear at me and then turned around and shook the front at me and laughed. And I said, God almighty, I don't understand this sex thing. Don't try it. Don't try it. She laughed. And then she got right in front of me and shook it. And I was gone. There wasn't anywhere I could phone for help. And I got up and ripped her dress straight down the front. Then I ripped everything off. And with those drums going, I did it. Bong, 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 bong. Everything shook. The ceilings and me and her. When we were finished, she said,
that will be $20 for the dress, $20 for the ass, 50 cents for the music, and $3 for drinks.
I gave her a 50 and she gave me her phone number. Real classy bitch. I had time to catch the last four races and there went $50 more. When I got back to my place, I thought, well, what have you learned today? My balls are stupid, I answered, and I reached down and cupped them, and they said, uh-uh, not us.